88.9 Shine FM. It is Wednesday morning and time once again to check in with Kimberly Eckert. Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert from the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Daryl.
So we've got a wonderful topic that we're talking about here this month. What have you got for us today?
All right. So we are covering the top research insights from 2019. Today, it's research on how awe changes our brains for the better. When experiencing the emotion of awe, people often feel less focused on themselves and more connected to the greater world. But you might be asking yourself, Daryl, how does this work? Why does this happen? Well, a recent study published in the Journal of Human Brain Mapping offers us a peek into what happens when we engage in activities that produce the feeling of awe. The University of Amsterdam's Michael van Elk and his colleagues used an MRI machine to look at and scan people's brains while they did one of three activities. One group was asked to look at awe-inspiring natural phenomena, God's creation. Another was asked to look at funny animals, and another neutral landscapes. The researchers then compared the brain activity of each of those groups to see whose mind wanders. And for the funny and neutral videos, watching passively increased the activities in the part of the brain that's called the DMN, the default mode network. And this brain system, its job is to allow us to have our mind wander and to think about ourselves. On the other hand, the group that watched the awe videos, what happened is their DMN activity stayed neutral. This finding suggests that participants may have been extra engaged while watching the awe videos, even when they didn't have a task to do. Well, then they added another piece where they asked people to watch these three kinds of movies and focus on a particular task while viewing the images. And what happened is the awe group, their DMN activity was further dampened, and then another part of their brain that's involved in externally directing our attention outside of ourselves increased. So God set up our brain in such a way that when we engage in awe practices, we stop focusing on ourselves. And here are two Bible verses that remind us of this important practice of awe. Psalm 65:8, they who dwell in the ends of the earth stand in awe of your signs. You make the dawn and the sunset shout for joy. And Exodus 15:11 says, who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? So I really encourage people to carve out time, put on good praise music, go drive up to those mountains, or even just look out your window at God's creation all around you and take a moment to be inspired by His magnificence and be filled with the emotion of awe and move your eyes off yourself and onto our Heavenly Father.
Great stuff. Kimberly, if somebody wants to get a little bit of help with that, how can you help them at the Eckert Psychology and Education Center?
Well, we don't necessarily do awe training per se, but it is part of protecting our mental health. It is a really important practice, along with gratitude practices, other things that really can restore our mental health. And so, again, people can reach out to us at eckertcenter.com and send us an email or call us at 403-230-2959.
And they can call us right now for a gift certificate for a free consultation. What caller are we going for?
Let's go with Keener number one today.
Caller number one right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.